Welcome to the preaching and teaching ministry of God's Church in Christ Jesus. The primary mission of this church is to preach the gospel, teach the word of God, and encourage saints to hold the testimony of Jesus. Our founder, pastor, and teacher is Bishop General Heyman. God's Church in Christ Jesus believes that Jesus is the word of God, and that every word of God is both tested and pure. Therefore, we strongly recommend that everyone chooses and uses an essentially literal or word-for-word translation written in up-to-date language, especially the New King James Version or the New American Standard Bible. You can view the scriptures for this message and read more about Bible translations at gcicjesus.org. That's gcicjesus.org.
Now, we are continuing our study in Romans chapter 7. We will continue with verse 14. Again, please turn to Romans 7 and 14.
14th verse, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold into bondage to sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate. But if I do the very thing I do not want to do, I agree with the law, confessing that the law is good. Now, I'm not going to ask y'all to be personal on this question, but I'm going to use myself as an example. Sometimes when I get off track by doing or thinking things that are not exactly what the Spirit of the Lord wants me to think, not staying focused with my mind set on things above, when I sin, I know that that is not pleasing the Lord. I know it. See, I know it. Because I don't know if it's my conscience or if it's the Holy Spirit or both, but I know that I am not in the will of the Lord. But I have choices. I can either continue to stay on that road, or I can immediately humble myself, pray, seek his face, and then turn from what I'm doing and what I'm thinking and turn and go in the opposite direction, the direction that we all need to stay on. Are y'all listening? Why is that important? It's important because the Apostle Paul, even though some people might have thought that he didn't have to struggle with his flesh, that he didn't have, you know, thoughts that would come to his mind that were not godly. You know, people might have thought that he didn't have his old sinful nature trying to influence his mind. See, some people probably thought that he didn't have any challenges. He didn't have any struggles. He didn't have any times when he was being tempted. But my important thing for me to communicate is that 17th verse says, so now no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. The Apostle Paul is not talking about Elder Madison. He's not talking about Bishop Heyman. He's not talking about Brother Tim. He's talking about himself. He's talking about himself, his own experience. He's not talking about the people in Rome. He's talking about himself. He says, so now 17, no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. 18th verse. For I know that nothing good dwells in me. And then he makes it clear that is in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. What is he saying? He's saying that I want always. He's saying that from my heart, every second of my life, every minute that I'm here on earth, I want, I will, I desire to please the Lord Jesus every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, continuously with no breaks. That's what he's saying. He's saying that's from my heart. That's my will. But he's acknowledging the fact, for the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do. Now, he's not saying that he's just sinning 24 hours. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that I'm not perfect. I want to be perfect. Paul is a perfectionist. He's a perfectionist. He wants everything to be done exactly just right. But he knows, and being honest, he knows that of his own, you know, the Apostle Paul himself as the person, as the man, he said he's got problems. 19th verse, for the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. Now, the way other people would say it nowadays, they say, well, I made some mistakes. I've stumbled every once in a while. See, they won't say evil. They won't say sin, because they try to make it sound like, oh, it's just, you know, it's not that bad. Look at the 20th verse. But if I am doing the very thing I do not want, I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. Let me give you all some good news. We can only do so much with our own strength. The Lord Jesus knows that what the Apostle Paul is saying is true. Most people won't admit it. I admit it. What he's saying, that fits me. But we're not done yet. There's an answer. There's an answer. See, when people just take this and they stop there, that's wrong. You don't taste the cake before it's done and say, hey, I don't like it. Well, you ain't supposed to like it. It ain't done yet. He's not done yet. So you don't stop here. You don't make a doctrine out of this. Oh, yeah, well, it's okay. The Apostle Paul couldn't live it. He sinned. So, yeah, so no, he's not done yet. But just understand what he's going through personally. And then as he keeps in the letter, he gets to how it's solved. See, you can't solve a problem unless you first recognize that you have a problem. Now, this is the good news I was going to share with you. All of us who are in the body of Christ, one day we will officially receive our glorified bodies. There will be no sin dwelling in those new glorified bodies. That's the good news. So we won't have to worry about these struggles and these challenges or temptations or anything like that. No tribulation, no temptation, no fear, no struggles. Mm-mm. When we get our glorified body. And when is that going to be? When we see Jesus. That's why it's so important for us to keep our minds and our hearts and our thoughts and our goal and our aim and our endeavor on seeing Jesus. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Because when we see him, we'll see him as he is. We'll be able to stand his presence. You know why? Because we'll have glorified bodies too. See, the Lord will have us fixed up. Just like those astronauts going up in the space shuttle. If they didn't have on the right type of uniforms and equipment, they wouldn't be able to stand. They wouldn't be able to handle, do the things they're doing. Those are carefully designed. All that equipment they got is carefully designed so that they're able to exist and to be able to function and do the things they need to do. Well, the Lord Jesus knows what kind of bodies we need in order to be in his presence and in the presence of his Father and to be able to exist throughout all eternity. Okay? See, the thing about it is that we are still in these bodies of flesh. And the type of flesh it is, the sinful nature is still there. We have new hearts. We have a new will. We have the Spirit of the Lord communicating and connecting with our spirit, but yet and still, we are still in the presence of sin, okay? And sin still dwells in us. Because how do I know that? We are not better. We are not on a higher, more spiritual level than the Apostle Paul, who Jesus met personally, coming out of heaven and appearing to him. Whatever Jesus gave him, he didn't give us anything greater than what he gave the Apostle Paul. Are you kidding me? If sin is dwelling in the Apostle Paul, as he wrote, sin is dwelling in us too. But there's something that we can do. So that's why we want to stay focused on the word so we go to the next step. Look at the 21st verse. I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. Now, what does that mean? He's saying that I'm the one who wants to do good, but he finds that evil is present in me, even though I want to do good. What did Jesus tell his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane? He said, I want y'all to watch and pray with me. He came back and he found him asleep, told him again. But at some point, Jesus said, the Spirit is willing. He's not talking about the Holy Spirit. He's talking about the spirit of his disciples. Okay, because man is made up of spirit, soul, and body, three parts. Okay, he said, the Spirit is willing. That means we want, the disciples wanted to pray. They wanted to watch. But the flesh is weak. So Jesus gave them the prescription, and that is watch and pray that you do not enter into temptation. See? So that's for us today as well. The Spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. But when we receive our glorified bodies, our flesh will not be weak, okay? But our flesh is weak now. That's why we have to watch and pray. Pray why? So that we can receive the power from the Lord Jesus Christ through his Spirit to make us strong. See, when we're weak and we depend on the power of the Lord, okay, that's where our strength comes from, not our own strength, our personal strength, Bishop Heyman's strength, or Brother Tim's strength. We need the strength of the Lord. So how do we receive the strength? By surrendering to the Spirit of the Lord. Okay. See, we have to be willing to seek the Lord and to seek his strength and his power, because within our own strength and our own power, we are not sufficient in order to please the Lord, because we will come up short because sin dwells in us. 21st verse, I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. The one who wants to do good, he's talking about himself. I'm the one who wants to do good. That's what he means by in me. Okay? 22nd verse. For I joyfully concur, bless you, with the law of God in the inner man. What does that mean? He means that I agree with the law of God. Everything that God commands me to do, everything that is holy, everything that is righteous, everything that is just, I agree. I'm totally with you, Lord, on that. This is where my heart is at. I'm not against living right. I'm not against living holy. I'm not fighting it. From my heart, my inner man, I concur joyfully. It's not a strain. It's not like, oh yeah, I agree, but man, I wish I could do. No, I want to please you. It's what he's saying. From my heart, it's what the Apostle Paul is saying. But I see a different law in the members of my body. What does that mean? It means that my eyes sometimes are not trying to please you, Lord Jesus, in every way. Sometimes my ears are not really trying to please you the way I am from my heart. These are members of my body, but they are not cooperating with me. I can't make them do what I really want to do. I don't like the way my flesh operates. Can y'all relate to that? This is what he's saying. Look at the 23rd verse. But I see a different law. What is law? Law means what you're obeying, what you're doing, what's important to you, what you're enforcing, how you're operating. In other words, he's saying, there's a war going on inside of me. I'm not happy with this. Now, a person who's a sinner, they ain't gonna be talking like that.
They kind of wish that it could just be clear so I just had the freedom to do whatever I want to do.
That's a sinner.
Man, I wanted to kill that dude, man. He deserved it. Should I rip off whoever I could rip off if I get a chance to do it? I'm just sorry I got caught.
That's a sinner. Saint don't talk like that. Oh, man. I messed up. I hurt that person's feel. Oh, Lord. See, different attitude because the inner man is saying, I didn't want to do that. I feel bad about that. Apostle Paul, he's feeling bad about some things that his body is doing because it's not following the law where his heart is coming from. Okay? He recognizes that there's something within him that's not doing what he wants to be done 24/7. He's not saying this is happening every day for hours. He's just saying whenever it happens, he says it's too much. He don't like it, hates it. And so do I. 23rd verse, but I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind. See, that's a big part of your soul, your mind. And he already talked about what he wants, see? So that's the will. Okay, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. In other words, he's making a distinction between his mind and what else? The members of his body trying to take me out. This is my body. Members of my body trying to take me out, taking me down the wrong road. And I'm trying to turn back and go this way. And you keep. He don't like that. Hates it. And I do too. He says the law of sin which is in my members. He's not talking about members in the church. He's talking about members of his body, his hands, his feet, his eyes, his ears, what he's hearing that he don't want to hear, what he's seeing that he ain't trying to look at, what he's seeing, what he ain't trying to look at. I said, what he's seeing, what he ain't trying to look at, what he's hearing that he ain't seeking to hear. 24th verse. Wretched man that I am. Who? He didn't say what. Look at what he said. Who will set me free from the body of this death? Now you see? See that? Sin leads where? To death. Always. See, he knows from experience that he doesn't have a glorified body. I know I don't have a glorified. How many of y'all know you don't have a glorified body? Now, if you ain't having these kind of problems that the Apostle Paul and Pastor Heyman's having, well, maybe you got your glorified, but I don't think so, because I didn't see a bunch of glory and I didn't see you walking through walls, a lot of things I ain't see you there. So I don't think so. I think you need to stick with the word and forget about those other preachers talking stuff that they can't back up. Okay. Thanks be, see, he asked the question, but he already knows the answer. He says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin.
In the message you just heard, we studied Romans chapter 7, verses 14 through 25.
Thanks for listening to the preaching and teaching ministry of God's Church in Christ Jesus. The primary mission of this church is to preach the gospel, teach the word of God, and encourage saints to hold the testimony of Jesus. If you have been blessed by this preaching and teaching, we ask that you would pray for us, contact us, and prayerfully consider making a gift to keep this ministry going strong. For more information and for additional resources from God's Church in Christ Jesus, visit us online at gcicjesus.org. That's gcicjesus.org.
It is written, therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.